Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Petey's in the house. Tony and LD are with us. New cartoon LD put together about Sugar Smacks or Honey Smacks. Mm-hmm. I call them Sugar Smacks to this day. They'll always be Sugar Smacks to me.
Yes,
Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. This is your buddy Pete and Steve. Pete's going to bring his new lady up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right,
the other
right.
Jamie.
Yeah.
I just
I hate saying that because I'm sure this lady's going to be great. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Her name is Jamie.
Well, actually, by saying this, I'm hammering Pete Lee, not her.
Yeah, yeah, the new Jamie, at least, because you say the other, I mean, it kind of implies that the first one's still in the picture.
That's what I meant. I was probably I said the wrong words there. Petey, can you imagine? I'm not just saying that. You just walked in. That's why I'm asking you the question. You're divorced. Can you imagine a future woman having the exact same first name? Wouldn't that just suck?
That would be, yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
Deal breaker?
That might be a deal breaker.
I don't think I could do that.
It wasn't for Pete Lee. It
well,
was
good. Yeah, good for
it
him.
Was. It was not
yeah.
for Pete Lee.
Yeah, it's good.
That'd be tough.
You could look past that. I think it'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Well,
maybe,
I don't
maybe
think at first, what? And then maybe at first
after
and,
that.
Yeah, they're, and then,
they're different.
I mean, it's
people.
Just another person.
Yeah, they're
sure.
different
yeah,
people.
But
yeah.
at first, I would struggle with that.
I would
yeah.
without
I would, question.
I would have to call her something completely different.
Yeah. Hey girl. I'll just call her. Hey girl. Hey girl.
Yeah. I don't think every guy named Tyler is a jerk. I mean,
I do. I'd call her what I call her during sex. I'd call her, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's what I call her. Oh, God. Or babe. Just call her babe,
yeah, babe
all the time.
Yeah, babe.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Call her babe all the time.
It's like that one guy you see
like,
kind of.
Craig, what's your wife's name? Your ex-wife's first name? You never get. What was her first name? Can you remember? There's smoke coming from his ears.
Sally.
Was it? No,
liar.
It was not.
Liar.
I think
tell
he's,
us her
I think
first
he
name.
Said it.
Is Sally?
Did he?
Sally?
I think I remember it.
No, I think he's not mentioning her name to protect the innocent.
Which is Craig?
No, her.
It's a first name. You don't have to tell me, but that did that first name bug you for a while? Because she broke up, she left you, you know.
Basically. No.
Okay.
No, because once you divorce them, they immediately earn a nickname.
I know that.
It starts with a B.
Of some sort.
Yeah. Bitch. I got that. I'm there.
No, some derivation.
Nice work, Columbo.
Yeah, of that.
No, Craig just mouthed that.
I said nothing.
No, he did.
Sally.
I said
okay.
nothing.
Sally was a bitch, apparently.
I don't.
Sally was a
bitch. I'm sure everything is my. You have to remember, of course, everything was my fault for everything.
Of course. Oh, that's how it goes.
By the way, have you seen that Geico commercial with all the talking birds? I love you, Pookie.
Oh, yeah. I love you, Pookie.
I just want one of them to say Jill's a bitch.
I know. Yeah,
every
like,
time,
like
I keep
bird,
waiting.
Like the bird I knew.
Jill's a bitch.
Jill's a bitch. That guy was living with her still.
Well, maybe that's on Jill.
No, she seemed pretty nice. He was a drug he was the drug dealer. He's the one that went away for a couple of years.
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay.
Just pot, though. No big deal. But a long time ago when they sent you away for dealing pot.
Here's our pilot buddy. My wife has the same name as my sister. That was kind of weird at first, but I mostly call her by a nickname I gave her.
The sister or the wife?
I would assume the wife.
Sugar teas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He called her milkshake. Milkshake, get you. Come on over here.
And she just says, thanks, pilot.
Yeah.
She says, thanks, pilot, what she says to him.
Where's my wings?
Yeah.
I don't think.
By the way, it probably works the same way with women, though, too. You probably had some boyfriend or ex-husband that and all of a sudden you met the same dude.
Well.
You know, here comes another Tony walking through the frickin' door.
I'd be black. Yeah, you could call him Black Tony and White Tony. Yeah. In case you start dating a White Tony.
Yeah. I don't think I really address my wife by her first name. It's mostly pet names.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Hunter, babe, through the house, but basically you say her name. I do say her name. This is my wife, hun.
Gal. I call her gal.
I'll use her first name if she's upstairs and I'm hollering up to her, you know?
Yeah, on occasion.
But most of the time it's pet names.
Well, if there's some purposeful anger behind it, you're not going to say, honey, get in here. Yeah. You're going to yell. Actually, I never say get in here because that wouldn't work. Listen to me. I've never done that. you would see me like decapitated if I yelled that to my wife in the house. Get in here.
Yeah, when we're signing official documents, you sign that Hun brand.
Darling.
Darling.
I'm sweetie.
Yeah. Here's a gal I've been dating. That's what Petey said. Here's the gal I've been dating.
Hey, I'm sweetie.
Like y'all to meet this gal.
Had a couple in here today, sweetie and hun.
I'm sweetie.
That's hilarious.
Beyonce's former drummer is accusing her of harassing her using witchcraft.
Bang. Drummers are crazy.
Kim Thompson says that Beyonce is involved in dark magic. And
I
cast
so,
spells
man.
To tap her phone and control her finances in order to keep her under tight surveillance.
When did the drummer go nuts?
She also claims that she used a spell to murder her kitten.
Is there anything Beyonce can't do?
Hey, a murder and a kitten last night. That works.
Thompson had filed.
Sounds a little violent.
It is violent. It's consensual.
Yeah, it's
Relax.
Consensual. Yeah, it's...
Thompson had filed a temporary restraining order against Beyonce, but it was denied. Beyonce has not responded to the claims.
Can't touch.
And Beyonce has gotten a new drummer,
yeah,
I assume.
Apparently. This is a woman drummer, huh? You said Kim.
Kimberly, yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
And yes, her That's picture sexy. Looks like she's female as
yeah.
well.
Well, you mentioned sure. she, yeah.
That's easy to do.
That as well.
Easy to replace the drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably the most replaceable part of the band.
Yeah.
Unless you try to make yourself invaluable, like Joe America gets up front and sings. That way he guarantees his job security.
Right. He owns a name like Axl and Guns N' Roses. Owns a name.
Joe and Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And Henley.
Yeah, but even Henley, when he drums, he's in the back.
He's in the back. Right?
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, no, that's true.
Joe's
the
only guy right
He's
on.
Not a front of the stage drummer.
Yeah, Sheely drummer. Yeah.
I've never seen a Phil Collins show. Well, I have, but
no, he
I
doesn't.
Forgot.
He comes out and sings out front.
I don't know if he.
He has two drum sets in the back, but he comes out and sings out front a lot of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think now he doesn't even drum anymore.
He doesn't because his hands hurt.
He can't drum anymore.
I think his sons are drumming.
Yeah, he makes his kid do it. Makes his kid do it.
You go drum.
But Joe, he puts himself.
He's like six. He's just back there just slamming around. You know, ding, 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 ding.
Joe puts himself right out front.
Yes, he does.
For everyone to see.
Yes, he does.
Did y'all go to the World Nomad Games in Kyrgyzstan?
I did.
I read about these, and I tried to get tickets. Too late.
You may have been too late. It is an international sports competition for people who are not aware. I know y'all know. But,
aware of what? Just aware in general?
Yeah, no, of the World Nomad Games.
You have to be an actual nomad to participate
no.
in the Nomad
What do they
game.
Do?
Anyone can participate in the World Nomad Games.
What,
as a matter of fact.
What are the sports?
Well, there's some fun ones. Let's see. One of the games is a version of Polo, Coke Boro, using a headless goat carcass.
Okay. Not the head of a goat, the carcass.
Yeah, or like one of the Indiana Jones. He usually actually head of the guy that cut off. Remember that? Yeah.
They don't do that here.
Hang on. We'll let Joe respond here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Joe.
Joe America.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, morning to you.
I came in on the end of a conversation.
As you always do.
Yeah.
Yes. So what Puss said that the drummer is...
The most replaceable guy in a band. Yeah. I always thought it was a bass player. I'll give you credit. I think it's more of the bass player.
Oh, no. It's the trumpet player.
The trumpet. Okay. Okay. The trumpet player.
That sounds like there's a story there that needs to come out.
Well,
that was like some tension.
Yeah.
No, there's no tension. It's just without the drummer, you get tapped. Yeah. That's what...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear taps all night at a bar. That's depressing.
No.
Thank you, buddy. That's Joe. Joe. Blue House name is band. Check
it out. I was with you. Bass player. I was not bass player.
Yeah. Nah, drummers are replaceable, too, for that matter.
And taps would be fine, like, at last call. Right. But, you don't want it. That would want it first thing.
That would get you out of there.
So, the World Nomad Games in Kyrgyzstan, you missed Coke Boru, the headless goat carcass game.
So, not the height of the goat, the actual carcass. How does the carcass roll down the field?
And what name? What game is it similar to?
He said polo.
Polo, okay. So, they got sticks and they're slapping the
goat. Slapping the goat last night.
Slapping the goat carcass.
Right, last night.
Riding the goat?
I don't know.
Bush, you had goats on your farm there. What's a goat carcass feel? What's it look like?
No idea.
When it rolls. Okay.
Yeah, it's very much like a dead goat.
And how big stick do you need to slap it around? Yeah. I assume they're on horses if you say it's similar to polo.
Apparently.
I've got no idea.
No goats, no horses, no sticks.
What other kind of games do we have in here?
We had a lousy farm, man.
Nomad games.
No farm.
Okay. As far as the headless goat game.
A lousy farm.
The headless goat game, they say, is much more dangerous than American football.
Oh, man.
The game once served as the equivalent of West Point training warriors for the battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
All eight players try to scoop up an 80-pound goat carcass off the dirt. Every effort provokes a rugby-like scrum on horseback with whips cracking and hooves pounding.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, right. I bet you there's no concussion protocol here. No.
Any player who manages to wrest the 80-pound carcass away gallops downfield to fling it into an elevated goal about the size of a kiddie pool.
Goal! My goat team could easily be 2-0, by the way.
The winning team.
Probably should be.
The winning team gets to eat the goat.
Right.
Oh, really? After pounding the hell out of it, you get to eat it?
After it's been tender. Sitting around in the sun all day.
You tenderized it.
Yeah, right. Bruised it, too.
Yeah.
Usually you eat it
bruising
first,
the goat,
then you pound the hell out of it.
That don't sound nearly as dangerous as Fireball.
No, it doesn't.
Isn't that what that game was called? Yeah. Sounds similar, though.
I'm curious what kind of goat scooper they have, though.
Hands. What kind you use in the farm, a goat scooper, puss?
No goats. Right.
Once again, lousy farm.
No farm.
Yeah, but you can't use your hands. Couldn't use your hands, you'd fall off the horse.
I'd have to see a video of this.
Right, it's got to be like the end of
I'll
a front
about
loader.
It. I'll forget about it here in a second, but I'll have to see a video.
Big scoop. They got the ends of front loaders while they're riding a horse and scoop up the goat that way.
It's kind of modern
and fling
day,
it.
Though.
Yeah, and you said flinging it was an elevated goal. So you got to lift it up and heave it like
apparently,
like high lie.
Yeah, I got a list of all the nomad games here, but unfortunately, most of them are in Arabic.
Most of them involve a dead goat, I'm sure.
So you have
too.
To, you can click it. Yeah. No, like I found one here. This is called Er Enish, and it's horseback wrestling.
Oh.
You got two dudes on horseback that are trying to wrestle each other.
That's bare chested horseback wrestling.
Oh, yes, right. It is.
It's kind of homoerotic to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've also got bone tossing.
Well, last night.
That involves eight players using a chunk of cow bone to dislodge 2-inch pieces of sheep bone from a large dirt circle.
How big is a cow bone to a sheep bone, Push?
You saw
that in your farm.
Nope.
They've also got hunting with eagles. 17 types of wrestling.
Including the
bare-chested horseback wrestling.
Bare-chested.
Yeah. There's a lot of things on horseback, and there's a lot of wrestling, so that must be the one where they intersect.
So bare-chested, they just have to open their shirt? They don't have to take it off completely? Because that would be topless.
I like that. Just the shirt open.
Yeah, he's got a gold chain on. He's wrestling. Yeah.
She's not open. Topless. Yeah. She's just bare-chested.
And they're hairy, too, those
guys. We hate that. Yeah. They are.
They're just rubbing some hairy chests against each other.
Right.
Hang on, I need a break.
Puss is always cursing out some 12-year-old Arabic kid. Screw that kid.
Screw that Arabic hairy kid.
His facial hair.
So basically, if you want to participate in the World Nomad Games, you need to sign up.
It sounds like it would hurt. It would hurt.
And you need to learn to ride a horse.
Right.
You need to sign up is basically it. Oh, yeah. So you get yourself a team, and now you are the American Coke Boro team.
I do that Fantasy Nomad.
Yes, you're sponsored by Nike.
I pick players.
Fantasy Nomad.
Oh, there's cash.
Plus, you get to eat the goat.
Plus, you get to eat the goat.
Right, that's the big thing.
A total of $390,000 in cash, or 26 million psalms.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's the local currency.
How much to get you an iPhone? So I want
to figure that out.
Don't try to figure that out.
Probably a million songs.
By the way, I got a goat in my trunk.
Cool, we'll play after the game, after the show.
Ah, you got to cut his head off.
Yeah, we do. It's more than a carcass.
Push can do that voice.
Nope.
You should do that.
Never once.
These are the fourth annual? Fifth annual Nomad Games?
At least. Third. They have them every other year.
You would think that goes back thousands of years. Like
nope.
That.
Okay. Started in 2014. Because they're a little bored in Kyrgyzstan there.
Yeah, thousands of people showed up for this.
I'm sure they do.
Even
man.
The opening ceremonies,
people look at our sports.
The 10,000 seat arena was sold out.
There you go,
man.
Boy, that just seems real medieval, doesn't it? Everything about that thing just seems like medieval. You know,
I would watch that. Somebody should pay for the TV rights for that.
Pay per view.
Right, and I would watch that.
I don't know if PETA would like it. Slaughtering goats everywhere.
They might have a problem with it.
Yeah, they probably won't like it.
Yeah, ESPN decides to show up for no reason. Sorry, PETA, we're going to show this crap. Warning, a lot of goats die.
Yep. That's something for the Ocho.
Yes.
The Ocho would have the Nomad Games. All right, according to Tyler in Wichita, there's a scene in one of the Rambo movies where they're doing that headless goat game.
It's Rambo, but
according to Six or Eight Calls as well.
Yeah.
It's the Rambo one, right. It's not, but it's also the head.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, no, that is the.
It's the carcass.
But the head is the, you're right, that's the second Rambo when they go to fight the Russians in Afghanistan.
Rambo 2,
right?
Electric Boogaloo.
They're fighting the Russians in the Middle East. I think that's Rambo 2,
that's
isn't
three.
It?
No, 2 is because back to Vietnam.
Electric Boogaloo.
3 is the...
3 is Russia.
The one I never saw was 3. Russia, Afghanistan.
Are they fighting the Russians?
He's helping the Afghans fight Russia.
In Afghanistan, right.
Oh, they do because the head one was Indiana Jones. They're playing polo with the head of a guy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they do that in Harry Potter, too.
Yeah.
Do they?
Oh, no, that's something different completely. It's a whole different game.
That's Quidditch, right? Quidditch.
Yeah, you freaked out some geeks there.
They're flying on some brooms. Much more realistic.
Yeah.
Oh, Quidditch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Florida, Lawrence Mitchell. Larry.
What did Larry do?
53-year-old Larry Mitchell had to be arrested after an officer spotted him after hours in his car at a park.
Oh, don't do that.
The dad reportedly told the officer that his 15-year-old son requested that he take him and his girlfriend to the local park, quote, so they can do what kids do their thing.
That's a cool dad, man.
So he left the car and let him stay in the car. He told him to go out and lay down the grass.
Yeah.
Which one was? Where was the dad at?
Dad was in the car.
Also, he told them to go somewhere.
Yeah, they went out and
they went to the park and said, "Y'all go head on.
Do your thing.
Do your
It's gonna be awkward. Your son getting laid in the back seat."
He allegedly said to the cop, "Well,
son, you're doing that wrong. Here, let me show you."
He allegedly said to the cop, "Well, they aren't out there stealing. They're just having sex. They could be out there doing worse."
He's right.
Yeah.
True. And then he said he didn't know if the girl's parents consented to her being out. And of course, the kid is 15.
Okay, you can't do that.
The son is 15.
You can't do that, yeah.
He said the dad didn't know if the girl's parents were good with her getting out there and knocking some out in the park.
Do you mind if I drive your daughter to the park so my son can rail her? That would have been the phone call. Yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Did that stick to the tape?
No, that's not going to
happen. The police officer then interviewed the teen couple after they returned from the soccer field, according to the TC Palm. The son reportedly told the officer that he and the girlfriend were just smoking and effing.
In the morning.
Quality people, quality kids there.
Do your thing, son. Go do your thing.
Wrap that bear up, kid.
Love it.
This is like the dad from Ozark.
Right. Exactly.
Let me just drive you to the park so y'all can bang.
Just that. I don't know, man.
Do what kids do.
Yeah, but they're going to do what they do anyway. They're
smoking and
they don't need dad's help. Could they just
apparently
rode,
they do.
When they rode their bikes down to the park.
I don't know.
I love that he's just waiting for him, too. He's just sitting out there waiting.
Yeah, I just, can you imagine just being chilling. That telling, yeah, I mean, my dad was cool, but he said, hey, Dad, drive me down to the park so I can rail this shit.
Dad's at the park. Go back to the house.
Yeah.
All right, good, but no smoking.
Yeah.
But no smoking.
No smoking.
That'll kill you. That'll kill you.
That's bad for you.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.